most U.S. hotels understaffed despite all-time high pay. U.S. hotel employees are currently experiencing unprecedented career opportunities due to persistent staffing difficulties. A recent industry survey reveals that a majority of U.S. hotels, over 66%, are still struggling with a lack of staff. As a result, hotel operators are resorting to increased wages and a range of enticing benefits to both attract and retain qualified employees. In the past half year, wages have been raised by 82% of participants, reaching an all-time high average for U.S. hotels in December 2023. Furthermore, increased flexibility in working hours is being provided by 59%, while 33% are extending their benefits. Nevertheless, 72% report ongoing challenges in filling vacant positions. 67% of the individuals surveyed reported a shortage of staff, while 12% indicated that their shortage is so severe that it is hindering their operations. Among their various staffing requirements, housekeeping emerged as the most significant, with 48% identifying it as their foremost hiring need. In May 2023, 82% of the survey participants reported facing a staffing shortage. However, the latest figures show an improvement in these numbers. The average number of positions that respondents in the latest survey are trying to fill per property remains consistent with May 2023, with an average of 9 vacancies per property. However, this represents an increase compared to the average of 7 vacancies per property recorded in January 2023. U.S. hotel employees are currently experiencing unprecedented career opportunities due to persistent staffing difficulties. There are over 70,000 vacant positions in the hotel industry nationwide. Additionally, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that as of December 2023, the average hourly wages for hotel workers reached a record high of $23.91. Hotel wages have experienced a more rapid growth than overall wages in the economy during the pandemic, in addition to improved benefits and flexibility in the hotel industry. According to the American Hotel and Lodging Association, AHLA, President and CEO, improvements in wages, benefits, and career advancement have led to a slow but positive change in the hotel workforce situation. However, due to labor shortages across the country, hoteliers are struggling to fill tens of thousands of positions. AHLA executives stated that this issue will continue to burden our members until Congress takes action. He urges lawmakers to address this urgent matter by implementing an H-2B returning worker exemption, passing the Asylum Seeker Work Authorization Act, and enacting the H-2 Improvements to Relieve Employers, Hire, Act. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, in December, the job openings in the United States amounted to 9 million, while the available workforce of unemployed individuals to occupy those positions was only 6.3 million. Congress can help hoteliers address workforce shortages by taking the following actions. Enhancing and simplifying the legal H-2B program, which is essential for supporting independent hotels and resorts and remote vacation spots to meet their seasonal staffing needs. Currently, the program has a yearly limit of 66,000 visas, which falls short of the demand. By exempting returning workers from this insufficient cap, hotel owners will be able to recruit experienced employees who can offer vital staffing support to seasonal small businesses, ultimately aiding in the revival of the post-pandemic economy. Co-sponsor and approve the Asylum Seeker Work Authorization Act, S-255/H.R.1325. A crucial piece of legislation. The United States currently accommodates a substantial number of asylum seekers in hotels nationwide, who are patiently waiting for their court hearings while adhering to the legal process. However, existing regulations prohibit them from seeking employment for a minimum of 6 months, causing them to rely on support from local governments and communities. This bipartisan bill aims to address the pressing staffing demands faced by hotels by granting asylum seekers the opportunity to work just 30 days after submitting their asylum applications. Co-sponsor and pass the H-2 Improvements to Relieve Employers, Hire, Act, which aims to enhance the H-2A divided by H-2B labor certification period to 3 years and provide permanent authorization for waiving in-person interviews for returning workers. the Hire Act will facilitate the employment of qualified individuals in industries that are facing challenges in recruiting and retaining sufficient staff to meet their demands.